Imagine traveling across America and discovering a startling truth. While politicians and pundits lament the death of American manufacturing, innovative entrepreneurs are quietly thriving against all odds. This is precisely what Ro Khanna found as he toured the country's industrial heartland. Despite cheaper foreign labor, currency manipulation, and intellectual property theft, American manufacturers weren't just surviving, they were reinventing themselves. Until 2009, America remained the world's manufacturing leader, with labor productivity 6 times higher than China or India. The narrative that American manufacturing is doomed simply doesn't match reality. When manufacturing moves overseas, design follows. This warning from Intel's legendary chairman Andy Grove captures a fundamental truth about innovation. It thrives on proximity. Harvard researchers observed this pattern when offshoring semiconductor manufacturing disadvantaged American companies in developing solar panels. Similarly, Dow Chemical builds research facilities near their factories because they cannot afford to separate innovation from manufacturing. The numbers tell the story. Manufacturing accounts for 70% of America's $250 billion annual business R&D spending and nearly 90% of U.S. patents. Manufacturing companies innovate at nearly 3 times the rate of service companies. This ecosystem, with its physical proximity and face-to-face collaboration, produces unparalleled technological breakthroughs. Manufacturing also creates pathways to the middle class, with weekly wages over 20% higher than service sector jobs. And while automation has changed the landscape, the idea that manufacturing no longer needs workers is a myth. What separates successful American manufacturers from those who succumb to global competition? The answer lies in taking the high road versus the low road. High road manufacturers invest in training and technology, focus on innovation, and compensate workers well, creating high-value products that command premium prices. Vitamix in Cleveland exemplifies this approach. This premium blender maker customizes solutions for businesses like Starbucks, designing blenders that eliminate ice chips, operate more quietly, and reduce wait times, creating value that cheaper imports can't match. Steel Dynamics, America's 5th largest carbon steel producer, remains profitable despite global competition through remarkable efficiency. Taking only 0.25 labor hours per ton versus America's average of 2 hours and Chinese producers' 8 to 10 hours. Founder Keith Boos attributes this success to strategic technology investments and world-class employees earning $30 an hour plus bonuses. His incessant innovation philosophy has produced innovations like 240-foot rails requiring fewer welds, creating safer railroad tracks with lower maintenance costs. Wichita, Kansas truly earns its title as the air capital of the world. This Midwestern city hosts Spirit AeroSystems, Airbus's largest North American facility, and private jet leaders Cessna, Hawker Beechcraft, and Bombardier Learjet. Nearly every plane flying contains Wichita-made parts. The cluster thrives through proximity and collaboration. Aircraft companies partner with the National Center for Aviation Training and Wichita State University for workforce development and R&D. Buck Buchanan, working the same factory floor his father did for 42 years, explains how Wichita's aerospace hub grew from early 1900s oil money funding pioneers like Cessna and Beech, later strengthened by WW2 government contracts. Silicon Valley, despite its software reputation, maintains substantial manufacturing operations. The San Jose, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara area has the nation's 3rd highest concentration of manufacturing workers at nearly 20%. What distinguishes Silicon Valley manufacturing is its innovation culture that rejects traditional silos, embracing good ideas regardless of source, whether from college dropouts, immigrants, or factory workers. Companies like Sirius Materials exemplify Silicon Valley's approach with their triple bottom line philosophy, valuing environmental impact, profits, and social responsibility equally. The region's most successful manufacturers compete on vision rather than price, creating higher-value products that command premium prices. American manufacturers must recognize that 95% of consumers and 70% of purchasing power exist outside the United States. Despite bipartisan export initiatives, America underperforms. Only 1% of American businesses export, with 58% of those selling to just one market, typically Canada or Mexico. Pennsylvania companies showcased American export potential during the Chilean miners' rescue. Center Rock Inc.'s specialized drill bits and Schramm Inc.'s T-130XD drilling rig, dubbed the Miracle, rescued the miners ahead of schedule. Schramm CEO Ed Briner attributes their success to quality control, customization capabilities, advanced technology, and skilled workers. With 70% of revenue from exports, Schramm partners with the U.S. Commercial Service to enter new markets. America's diversity provides a crucial edge globally. Immigrant populations understand foreign cultures, languages, and market challenges. This immigrant advantage helps companies like A123 Systems, founded by MIT professor Yet-Ming Chong with Desh Deshpande as chairman, compete globally while maintaining domestic manufacturing through superior American engineering. In a surprising reversal of offshoring trends, American manufacturers are bringing jobs back home. G's Appliance Park in Louisville, Kentucky, once employed 25,000 workers before moving production overseas. However, G discovered that separating design from production significantly delayed product launches. After developing metrics beyond labor costs, they invested heavily to renovate the Louisville plant and return manufacturing from China. Even foreign companies like Sigma, a Mexican food processor, are investing in American manufacturing, putting $60 million into Seminole, Oklahoma, where Wrangler Jeans had previously laid off workers. Despite paying wages 5 times higher than in Mexico, manufacturing in America reduces shipping time from over a week to just days and eliminates cross-border complications. Companies increasingly find economic sense in domestic manufacturing due to America's distinct advantages. Faster product launches with co-located design and manufacturing, better quality, rising foreign wages and shipping costs, stronger intellectual property protection, and higher workforce productivity. Today's manufacturers prove we can compete globally, but correctly argue that our companies can't compete against countries. Without policy reform, we risk losing manufacturing competitiveness and millions of jobs. Manufacturing isn't just economically vital, it reflects our national identity. Despite dismissals as obsolete, our manufacturers demonstrate remarkable resilience and innovation. Business leaders from Elon Musk to Warren Buffett recognize that understanding America's manufacturing potential is crucial for our economic future. My grandfather valued engineering because engineers helped build civilization. Today's manufacturers share this dedication, working collaboratively without fanfare, committed to excellence over quick profits. This entrepreneurial spirit allows individuals from any background to make meaningful contributions. When someone claims American manufacturing is dead, remember these innovators who aren't just making products, but reinventing manufacturing for the 21st century. Their ingenuity is rebuilding the American dream, one factory floor at a time. America's most successful manufacturing clusters developed organically through entrepreneurial collaboration rather than government mandates. Spirit AeroSystems avoided offshoring by reducing labor-intensive processes, improving production planning, and empowering manufacturers to lead integrated teams. While failures like Solyndra's bankruptcy occur, taking calculated risks remains essential when facing subsidized foreign competition. These manufacturers represent America's industrial core, operating away from Washington politics and Wall Street influence. They demonstrate that American manufacturing can thrive by investing in workers, embracing innovation, leveraging unique national advantages, and maintaining global perspective. Manufacturing excellence isn't merely production, it's continuous improvement through innovation, collaboration, and quality commitments that foreign competitors struggle to match.